Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Okay. Welcome back. Feels like we hit the break as soon as we start talking, so I will just keep my words to a minimum. We were talking about, well, a lot of the problems that Trump administration, we were doing this Trump's 100 days and we got sidetracked. Imagine that. Not a big deal, because we're talking about two of the biggest issues within those. And it's like, okay, well, we just talked a lot about the Islamic terror, right? And we create that, you know, and I hope you understand that. And if not, I hope you go back and listen to the first hour. Now, one of the things that Trump says he's going to do is he's going to stop immigration, right, or something like that, and he's going to stop Muslims or radical Muslims, and he's going to eliminate all radical Islam. Now, eliminating a bad mind is, well, not the job for a government to do. You like the cuckoo clocks, huh?
Yes.
Okay. That's not the job for a government to do. And I guess, unfortunately, I think he means that he's going to go bomb a bunch of people again. And this time he's going to hit them instead of hitting other people. And I don't like that myself. I think we need to really focus on, well, man, get the heck out of Dodge. Let them be. Let the power coalesce, right? You got to stop. Dave, are you calling me cuckoo? That's great. So the same goes with Mexico, right? We have a lot of talk about building a wall, right? And even the Mexicans, right? They're having their problems with Nieto over there, not Frankie Nieto, their president. President Nieto, and he's over there, you know, raising their taxes and doing everything. And he's a puppet for the United States government as well. Him and all the drug cartels that, you know, they're working together, folks. They're working together. The CIA, the FBI, and, you know, they run guns down there. They work within the drug trade together. And now they want to build a wall. No, they don't want to build a wall. The CIA does not like, well, allegedly doesn't like Donald Trump. And that's if Donald Trump is actually playing against them. Does he know that they run drugs? I don't know. It's crazy. But we're still not going after the root of the problem in Mexico. The root of the problem in Mexico is the United States government's interaction with Mexico. It's illegal gun and drug running. They want the instability. They push workers over here, and then the money flows all the way back to Mexico, becoming one of their main sources of income.
Yeah.
Okay. So we put up a wall. They just have to get around the wall, right? We have to go after the real fruit of the problem. And it's not like I don't hate Mexico. I don't hate Mexicans. I don't have hate for a lot of people, except for maybe I do kind of think I hate Hillary. but I really wish we'd take a real focused look at our problems with these couple issues, with all of our issues. And that was on my 1 hour rant, and I'm going to pass it off to Issa.
Well, real quick, if I'd like to make a quick statement to kind of to end the conversation we're having earlier, because you said it was off track, and it wasn't, because if you look at one of the things that he wants to do in 100 days, you know, he says he wants to suspend immigration from terror-prone regions where vetting cannot safely occur. The whole reason why I went on this Wahhabist rant, if you would, to kind of give some history, but at the same time also to put in the mind of those that support Trump or those that are keeping a watchful eye on Trump and his administration, that makes me wonder, are they going to suspend the visas for the Saudi government as well? Because this is a terror-prone region, because this is where terrorism stems from, is Wahhabism, the ideology of, you know, not to mention the fact that the multiple human rights violations while everybody was up in arms about ISIS beheading three people, that same month Saudi beheaded 19 people, you know, but yet the media never talked about that. So I just want to end that previous conversation we had to kind of show your listeners that, you know, that we're not just rambling off onto something else, that this actually has to do with the first 100 days of Trump's presidency. So it's something to kind of watch out for.
Oh, yeah, I get it. And sometimes I feel like I'm rambling a lot of times, but it's all so interconnected. It's just it's really hard to get the focus. But I see a lot of the similarities between our relationship with the Middle East, the corporate United States' relationship with the Middle East and the turmoil and terror it's in, and the poverty of Mexico.
Right.
And there's no real reason that the Mexican people have to live like they do. They're, you know, our neighbors, we can talk to them. I mean, we do speak different languages, but we can get past that. But we're always seem to be being played, right? And it's us against them, black versus white, you know, Christian versus Muslim. Yep. And when
No, I was going to say you're right about Mexico. I mean, a lot of the issues that we face with the drugs and the guns that are coming from there to here is all about supply and demand. The supply is there and the demand is here. Now, why is the supply there? Well, you guys have to know something about Mexico first. Do you know that they have the largest silver reserves in the world? They have the largest silver in the world. The wealth that that country could have on its own, without any intervention by U.S. corporations.
Real quickly, hey, Alan, why don't you take over? I got kids bouncing around. I'll be right back.
Yeah, well, we've got the same 13 families over there that have been in power that have all the wealth and everything, so they keep their people suppressed and oppressed. The Mexican people, they are hardworking people. I mean, that's what, you know, they come over here and they work for much lower wages than what the American people are used to getting along on. And they are hardworking people. You know, my question is why don't they try to do something to take back their country instead of coming north and then we're sending money back across to keep their family supported? You know,
I don't disagree with you on that. But then again, I can also say, what are we doing to take back our country?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, exactly. We point the finger and say, why do you refugees come here? Why do you immigrants come here? Why don't you do something in your own country? And they can also look back at us and say the same thing. Well, why don't you do something about your country robbing our silver mines, robbing our oil reserves, you know, putting your carrier air conditioning unit, you know, manufacturing plants, your Ford plants down here, paying us pennies on the dollar.
We're forgetting one thing. This is the easiest country to come to for penalties. You don't get beat up and punished as extreme as you do in a lot of these other countries if you try to cross their border illegally. So that's one of the reasons the United States looks so good, besides a place where you can get a job and send your money back home, is the penalties here. People are still arguing whether they should be able to cross the border and immediately get welfare. I mean, you can't do that anywhere else in the world. So if I was living in Mexico or any other country, this would be the place I'd try to come.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you. I mean, Dave, I do kind of have a little bit of a disagreement with you, you know, because I'm a person that kind of tends to think that this is the planet Earth. We're all humans, and there should be no borders. But in this day and age, it's kind of hard to have that utopic ideology come to fruition, considering the fact that we are so labeled, monetized and categorized by everything, from our finances to our careers to our race to our everything, to our religion, you name it, culture. So it's kind of a hard ideology to actually have. So yeah, I do agree in the sense that we do have a more lax policy, but whose fault is it that we have such laxed laws? It isn't the people, because we don't have access to our congressmen and our senators. We don't have $5,000 to put down for a donut and coffee with our local congressmen.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I'm not arguing whether or not borders and walls are good or bad, that's kind of an individual thing for each country. But I heard a guy the other day on the news put it this way. He was talking to a college kid, and the college kid said there should be no borders. Anybody that wants to be anywhere should be able to go. And so the news guy said, does that mean that you shouldn't be allowed to lock your home, the front door and the back door anymore? And he said, what do you mean? And he said, well, shouldn't anybody be allowed to come in your home that wants to, no matter what? And the guy said, well, that's totally different. And he said, no. He said, it's very similar. Every country has the right to allow or not allow people to enter, just like you would in your home. So if you look at it in that aspect, it's a very confusing time, because some people in the world are building walls, and the countries are very tough. Mexico has very tough laws about illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. We don't. And we get the most from all around the world because, like you said, who passed all this? We got a whole bunch of history on weakening it so corporations could bring in cheap labor.
Yeah. I mean, even in high-end jobs, it's not just your fruit pickers and excuse me, and your low-end jobs. It's also on your high-end jobs. I mean, in the medical field, for example, how hard it is to get into medical school. Not just expensive, but also all the hoops that you have to jump through just to get into medical school. And then once you go through all of that, then to actually find a job, when they outsource those, because instead of a hospital paying a doctor, an American doctor, you know, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year, they can simply get somebody from Egypt, or they can get somebody from India, and they can get them in here, sign them to a 5-year contract, and get them for $50,000 a year.
Right.
And then the promise is that because they're here on a work visa, you know, that 5 years that they work there at that $50,000-$60,000 a year, then they then become citizens at that point, and then they can go and make that, you know, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000+ a year. And so they just like a revolving door.
Yeah, if everyone just understood divide and conquer, it's the easiest one. Sun Tzu's basic tenet of war: divide and conquer. You highlight people's differences, and you get people to fight amongst each other, be it Sunni, Shia, Wahhabi, be it Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic. They get each other against each other because they use their basic beliefs and their basic wants to use them against someone else.
Hey, guys, I guess Steve's not back yet, but I noticed we have a caller, Mike, in Arizona. Mike, are you still there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
I was listening to the previous hour, and right towards the end, there was some commentary about Lawrence of Arabia and things. And I'm kind of a fan of Colonel Thomas Edward Lawrence, and there were some statements that, by my research, it is not quite accurate, because Abdullah, he was not king. He was the son of Sharif Hussein, and mm-hmm. he was put in place by the Turks along the Hejaz. That's mm-hmm. the little strip of land along Saudi Arabia. And he was mm-hmm. put into power because he was a descendant of Muhammad. And
correct.
He was put in place by the Turks so he could guard over Mecca and Medina. Now, the second aspect of the Ibn Saud part of...
Can I add something to that before we move to the second thing?
Sure.
Well, but you have to understand that the Turks was the Ottoman Empire. So they were the last Khalifa, and the Khalifa is the ruler of Muslims. So that's the reason why they were able to appoint who was to be where in Islamic countries. So it was completely legitimate that he was placed into power by the Turks, because they were, they were the last Khalifa. So they were the rulers of all the Islamic people in Islamic countries.
Correct, but that was Sharif Hussein and not Abdullah.
Thank you.
Okay, and the next deal has to do with Ibn Saud, that through my research, Lawrence never had any contact. It was actually a British officer by the last name of Philby, and it just happened to be the father that was of the British spy in the 1950s, was spying for British, or by spying on the, for the Soviets, was spying on the British and the MI6. Now, Abdullah later on became King of Jordan after that. And another thing is that Lawrence really didn't go in and rile up the Arabs. They had, he was still making maps over in Egypt, and they rose up themselves against the Turkish oppression because they had been under the boot of the Turks for 500 years. And then it was really Prince Faisal, another son of Sharif Hussein, that had gone in and organized the tribes and got them to cast aside their indifferences and their blood feuds that had been going back. And basically all Lawrence really did was he just went in there and advised them. He supplied them with gold and guns, but he was kind of always in the background because he realized it was their war, and if he went in and tried to run it how he wanted to, then, and you can get a lot of this information from, if you type into the search engine, Lawrence and 27 articles, he goes quite into in-depth of about why it was their war and not the British war, because if you try to do it, and nobody's going to be as good as they expected it. So he can go over there and advise and help supply the people with the need to, but you can't actually go there and do it himself. But I appreciate your show, but I just, there seems to always be a misconception because people see the movie Lawrence of Arabia and they automatically jump that, oh, well, that was when he was over there talking to Prince Faisal or Prince Ali or these people that they automatically jump to, oh, it must be the Saudis, and it's completely incorrect, because as far as I can tell, Lawrence never had any. Now, there was one time when he was went on a secret mission because the British had gone by ferry boats up the Euphrates River and then got stranded at Kut, and then Lawrence went from Egypt across Saudi Arabia with a couple of other British officers to try to buy the freedom of this British people that had been under siege at Kut, but there's absolutely no historical documentation that Lawrence ever had any contact with Ibn Saud. But I appreciate the time, and thanks for taking my call. Shukran.
Well, thanks Mike, for calling in. We appreciate you.
No, thank you. I mean, he went into further depth into a lot of details. I mean, to be honest with you, I learned some things right there that I didn't know. But he also talked about some things in there about the Ottoman Empire, about the final Khalifa, you know, there in Turkey, that I didn't go into details due to time constraints. You know, and I'm sorry, I don't think that myself or Alan meant to insinuate that Lawrence of Arabia himself was the cause of, you know, Saud family being in power and things of this nature, but they definitely contributed, the British Empire contributed to that. So I know I didn't intend to, and I don't think, Alan, you did either, to say that he was the head figure in the creation of the Saud family being, you know, rulers of Saudi Arabia and stuff like that.
They were just in there, but no, that was hot a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with him. He went into, you know, Mike went into a lot more detail that I actually didn't want to touch on, simply due to time constraints. I just kind of wanted to give a synopsis of extremism, the version of extremism, and that's the important part of everything that we were talking about. Not to say that Mike's information is not important; that is very important. Thank you for clarifying as that misconception about Lawrence, but you know, Wahhabism.
I have a question about, you know, about history. You know, we know that history has been sanitized in a certain direction, that those that create the history or you know, the history that's passed down to us has been sanitized to create a certain, you know, point of view.
I call that whitewashing.
Yes, exactly. I don't trust a lot of what we've been taught as history and what we can look up, because it's all been sanitized towards a certain, you know, a certain point of view.
Yeah, but I mean, just like invent stories. I hear the
music, gentlemen.
Yeah,
just like take a short commercial break and be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we're back. Hey, so I gotta apologize for dropping off so quick, but you know, life happens, and this is, you know, well, talk radio, live talk radio on Republic Broadcasting. You're listening to the Texas Republic, the radio show. Man, I guess I'm getting really sideways on this. I jumped back in, and we had. I missed something. What were we talking about with Lawrence Arabia and Mike?
No, Mike from Arizona was just calling in to kind of correct some statements that Alan and I made. But I think it was just, it was great information that he brought on to there. But I think that he and maybe some other listeners might have misunderstood the kind of direction that we were trying to go. We were just talking about the birthplace of extremism, then, you know, circling back around to, you know, because this is a focal point for Donald Trump during his campaign and now his administration. If you look at his appointments, and you look at Brannon from Braybert. You look at some of the appointments, and these are some extreme anti-Islamic people. Some would even say, anti anything that's not white. So it does tie into this, because if we're going to attack, if our president, his administration, the House and the Senate are actually going to really seriously end these wars as Trump has promised, then they have to look at this from a different view instead of looking at it with a hammer, and dealing with it like every problem is a nail. Different angles, and history is important in order to
Unfortunately, I believe that the corporate United States and most of the people that live here believe that you can get away with killing a thought or an idea, like even a concept like Wahhabism, right, with a bullet or a bomb. And I'm not sure that that's the way to deal with it. And I'm not too sure that money is something that, you know, you can use to get rid of it. But non-interventionalism, or just the act of non-intervention, is that an extremist view to just say, you know, let it recoalesce? A lot of people go, but there's going to be a lot of fighting that would happen over in the Middle East if you just left it alone and let it stabilize itself. Some would say that they just sit there and got a bunch of bombs going to go kill us for what we did to them already. And I guess they're probably, do I justify them by saying just because we killed a whole bunch of them that they, you know, should be able to kill us? I don't feel that way. I believe the buck has to stop somewhere sometime.
Have any of you guys ever been to the Middle East or North Africa or any Islamic countries? Not in military.
No, I haven't. No.
Alan?
Doc? No, no.
No, okay. Only in the military. But you know something, Issa? Yeah. Since we last talked to you, either there's a lot more extremists or they're just making more noise. And what I don't understand, this country is guilty of a lot of things. I'm the first to agree. It's made lots of mistakes, maybe not even mistakes, maybe a lot of them purpose with evil intent, I don't know. But we're not the only ones in this world. And there is a lot of corruption in a lot of these countries.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been doing this since the beginning of mankind. We just kind of stirred the pot, as Alan said, way too many times, trying to make things go the way we thought they should go.
Well, you know, what I was going to say is that, you know, I've been to the Middle East and I've been to North Africa and I've met and talked to people. Now, granted, it is from a skewed view in the sense that they are talking to me and I am not a non-Muslim. I am a Muslim. But to them, I'm an American still. Even though I'm Muslim, I'm an American. Okay. And I actually did a piece. It's on my YouTube channel where I interviewed them, and I kind of made it a joke, you know, where I would start out every question with people and I would just go around the cities asking regular citizens, why do you hate us? Why do you want to bomb us? You know, different things like that. Unanimously across the board, all these interviews that I did, all of them, they love America. So this, they hate our government's policy. Now, that is 100% exactly what they have said. But they love American culture. They love American people. And they feel sorry for us. They actually feel sorry for us that we have to deal with this type of government. They don't feel sorry for themselves. They feel sorry for us. That is the message I got from the citizens.
Hang on from the break. You can take it up right as we left off. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, we're back. Hey, before the break, we were talking to Issa Hodge, and he was telling us a little bit about his trips to the Middle East and to Africa, and his conversations with other Muslims, and you know what they were saying about the United States, and and as an American Muslim, he'd ask them the questions. What do you think about the United States? And Issa, if you didn't miss it, you know, go back and maybe you can paraphrase it really quick what you got. Do you think that that was an honest answer from them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, okay. There's no reason for them to lie to me, because just the same as somebody would say, oh, well, you're Muslim, so they would treat you differently, is the same reason why they would also say they'd tell the truth, because the fact is I believe this, you know, the same religion that they believe, you know, it's the same argument that I can make to them. So the reason why I mentioned that was to preface, you know, your statement about, well, you know, some people would say if we just stopped, then all of a sudden you'd have all this turmoil and fighting, and then they would try to bomb us. And they would be so busy trying to get their own countries in order to get services, to get trash picked up on proper days, to get their school kids to school, to get, you know, leadership and governance and things of this nature. Plus the vast majority, I mean, even Gallup did a poll, one of the largest polls over 30 different Islamic countries, greater than what I did, and basically found that 99% of Muslims had a, not only did they have a favorable view of America, but also disagreed with what happened on 9/11. Only 1% agreed with what happened on 9/11. So when they took that 1% back and asked them why they agreed, none of them said for religious reasons, but all because of American government policies, because of their involvements in the Middle East. So theoretically, you take the meddling of the United States governments and military out of the Middle East, that 1% would find no reason to agree on an attack against the United States, basically, because there'd be no involvements at that point. So you'd have 100% of the at least of this research poll they did of people that wouldn't. And this coincides with what I have found in my travels, speaking to people, talking to people. The citizens themselves have no problem with America. It is the victims of our policies that have problems with our government. And this is the message that really needs to resonate.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones right now. 1-800-313-9443. Hey, Caesar, what's going on today, man? What do you got for us? You still there? Maybe we took too long. Caesar.
Yeah. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, good. How you doing, Caesar?
Good. I got to tell you guys are tremendous showmen. You always put on a good presentation every Sunday. I just get up and I want to listen to you guys because it's always a good show.
Yeah, well, what are you thinking about today's show? It's kind of crazy. Well, kind of not. It's kind of the same. I don't know.
I mean, you guys are detailed and to the point. I mean, it is what it is. You can't blame them for hating us. I mean, we're bombing them. We're dropping bombs on them every day. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, listen, all these things are all aberrations. They're all created by these intelligence organizations, which are now all combined. And they are the creators of these, I call them boogeymen.
Mm-hmm.
And, and who profits from this? The military-industrial complex. That's what Eisenhower told us when he left office. He said, you know, beware of the military-industrial complex. And, I mean, we got a new sheriff in the White House now. Let's see what happens. We give him a shot. I mean, I think he's kind of a controlled opposition, but I'd rather have him than the guy before him. At least now we have a first lady in the White House versus a tranny. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I mean, Michelle was 38 feet and 18 inches high. What can I say?
Well, you know, that will flesh itself out over time. They love to go ninny nana boo boo. This was me, and I fooled you. Oh man. You know, the interesting part there, Caesar, if you listen to what Issa just had to say a second ago, where he said that he talked to just regular Muslims in other countries, and they didn't have a lot of, animosity towards us, but the ones that we bombed and hurt, you know, I guess he didn't run into those too much, Issa, but I think that's a very good way to convert.
I do run into them here. Into them here. Yeah, my city sponsors a lot of refugees from Afghanistan and Syria and Somalia, all, you know, drone bombed places. And my clinic that I own, you know, we provide a lot of services to them because it happens that's where they're moving them at, is right there in and around the clinic. So I do talk to them, and it's the same message I get from them, and they're coming from actually bombed areas. They're not holding any animosity towards the people, and they're not actually holding any animosity towards the American government. most of them have said it's because they're grateful that the government has allowed them to come into the United States and to help them to get away with it. Because the problem isn't that it's just America bombing them. They're like stuck between a rock and a hard place. You've got ISIS that is slaughtering them, or Shia, if they're Sunni, that are slaughtering them on one side, and then you've got Russia, America, or the Syrian army that's bombing them on the other side. And so what I've found in my little area here in the center of the United States here is that a vast majority of these people that are refugees are grateful that they're able to be here and be away from that. They love the American culture and population and its people. And they are, I mean, there's a lot of traumatic, you know, PTSD with them. There is. Who wouldn't, coming from what they've come from? But they're great people. And I have not met anyone that has had any nefarious ideas against the people of the United States or even the government, for that matter.
Hmm. What do you think, Caesar? In other words, I think what you're trying to say, Issa, is that most of the people on this planet would get along just fine. It's the governments that get in the way. The governments highlight whatever differences we might have and bring that to the forefront instead of the similarities that we have. Basically, we all want to be able to live a comfortable life and have our families safe and just live our life how we wish to. But they bring up the differences and they focus on the differences that we have, and they bring those to the forefront instead of just that most people on this planet just want to live their life and without the encumbrances of government that what they bring on to us.
Absolutely. And people, don't take my word for it. If you want to see the video, go to my website. The videos are on there, and you can see for yourself. And you can see what these people say from those countries. And you can see for yourself. Mm-hmm. I should probably give the website www.wakeupinmerica.com. America, because we don't live in America anymore. We live in America.
Right. Now you're safe.
I think there's probably a K where that C should be.
Well, we thought about doing that, but we chose not to.
Yeah.
For various reasons.
Oh, man. Caesar, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Well, we'll see what happens. You know, what are your takes on what happened in D.C. yesterday and the day before, where they were burning down the trash cans and burning cars and all that vandalism? What's your take on that,
Issa?
Well, I mean, we talked about it earlier. I think it's hypocrisy at its finest. There's even videos coming up where these leftist progressives, there are a few Muslims that were there that had voted for Trump, and they're wearing the Make America Great hats again. And these leftists are telling them to go back to their country and calling them terrorists. I mean, the same things that we get from the right, the left are now doing towards Muslims in America. And the hypocrisy is the fact that you guys can band together to riot, to march, to rally, to speak out against an election. But where were you for 8 years when Obama dropped 3 bombs a day? Who was the first president in history to be a commander-in-chief of 7 wars for every single day of his 8 years, winning a Nobel Peace Prize? Where were you on women's rights when we aided Saudi Arabia to bomb and impoverish and starve Yemen? Women and children, where were you marching for women's rights for women in Saudi when they can't drive, they can't work? Where were you marching when Obama's drone program was bombing weddings? And
you're going to hurt their little heads, Issa. You're going to hurt their heads asking them serious questions.
Right. Those were love bombs.
Oh, because they were from Democrats. Oh, that's right. What it is. What
right, love bombs.
But I'm seeing the same thing from the right, though, guys. I'm seeing the same thing. They were quiet when Bush started all of this stuff. They were quiet when they found out that Bush and the Secret Service lied to them about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And they were quiet during that time. They were loud during Obama's administration. And now I'm curious to see if Trump is going to continue what his masters tell him to continue to do, as our caller Caesar has said. Feeding the corporate military industrial complex, as well as the banking complex that benefits, and the resource corporates that benefit from these wars. Are they going to stay silent if Trump continues to impoverish our nation, put our citizens in danger by creating wars that do not need to happen? Is he going to continue this?
Okay. Hey, Caesar, thank you for your call. I got Chris out of Vegas, and I want to get him on. We're so low on time at this point. I really appreciate you, man. Hey, Chris, what's the deal?
Well, good morning, everyone. I had a little bit that I think I could add to the conversation that is relevant, and that is when we talk about the word, art, term, government, the etymological semantic originations. There are many who suggest that it's actually a compound word of governmental, which means control the mind, and that it is an artificial, fictitious entity, and those who be live in government can fall victim to the policies therein. However, there is another group of people who suggest that it's more complex than that, and it is G, which is kind of the center of the Masonic symbol, which could be Gamaiel or gold or gnosis or a couple of other things, over the men, and the T at the end is still explored by the power of the sword of Satan. So those are some contemplations which put us in direct conflict with the policies of the so-called mind controllers of government that might be contraposed to the particular sense of the people who think they are being governed by people who present their interests but actually represent them in other forms of interest.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yep. Control the people.
Control the people. That's all we got to do. No, we've got to get rid of the controllers. And how do you do that, right? You know, so if you see Trump as the, you know, is he the savior up there? And he's actually doing this for a, well, what would he be doing? I mean, it could be a selfish reason that he wanted to be president. It could be, well, he's part of the, well, self-interest is not a problem. Right. If he just wants to get in there and be known for being the person that helped America, that's good. Let's stop people from fighting. Let's stop people from calling each other names. And let's all come together. That's wonderful. If he has a self-interest in that future outcome, I'm totally for it. A controlled outcome, you know, sitting there trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes and saying, I want peace, and then sending fighters and bombers overseas and blowing people up, you know, starting a war with Mexico, whatever. Man, I don't know. We definitely got an interesting 100 days. They haven't really let up on him at all.
Well, but that's exactly what we should be doing, though. I mean, when Obama was there for 8 years, I was hard on him. I was on Fox News on the Jeannie Pierro show. And, you know, I clearly said, and, you know, this was back in 2013, you know, the fact that, you know, all this rhetoric that Obama's Muslim and that Obama is out to, you know, help the Muslim Brotherhood and help take Sharia in there. And, you know, I brought on national television the fact that he'd actually killed more Muslims in 5 years than Bush did in 8 at that point. All right. The fact that, you know, he had created and started 2 new wars unconstitutionally without congressional approval. That was in Libya and Syria at that point. All right.
Well,
go ahead.
If you don't mind, I compliment your observation, and that you were on Janine's show is really complimentary to you. I think that I agree with you in that respect. And he was really, although he won the so-called Nobel Peace Prize, when we understand mm-hmm. when they say peace, they really mean war. It's the same thing mm-hmm. with monopoly. And so I agree with you. I am very concerned and watching carefully over the Trump, because I agree with Caesar, he's likely controlled opposition, but he's a better choice than the opposite choice, And there is at least some hope, actually, for positive change with this one, as opposed to the no hope and the change that the other one did, which was really a complete reversal of American idealism. So, anyway, I thank you, gentlemen, for letting me chime in this morning, and you really should talk to me privately on the phone. It's too dangerous for you to talk about what's been going on with myself over the public airways with the empire of lies running the court system.
Okay.
Be blessed.
Well, appreciate you, Chris. Hey, so what do we got left? We've got a couple minutes before.
Well, I mean, I think Chris actually brings up a good point there. You know, it'll be interesting to see because and you did also, Steve. You know, what is Trump's reason behind this? I mean, if you look at him as a businessman, you look at the fact that he was inherited $100 million, and that a simple putting that $100 million in an interest bearing account at that time, by now he'd have over $40 billion, but instead, according to him, he's worth $10 billion, but according to Forbes, he's worth $4 billion. So he's obviously not that good of a businessman, because if a simple, you know, investment into an interest bearing account would give him $40 billion today with a $100 million investment, he's obviously not a good businessman. If you look at his business practices, the only thing that he's actually done that was successful is branding his name Trump. That's really the only thing that he's done that's been profitable. So it would behoove him, benefit him, that if he's the president, which he is the president of the United States, that that would add more clout to his name after his term. Even if he only makes it 4 years, he's gonna add more legitimacy to his name, which then would increase his empire. Hmm. So if he uses this as a way to
that's the music,
you know, brand his name.
That's the music. Hang in there, Issa. We'll give you the stage as soon as we get back. Close out the show.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay. Republic of Texas Radio. This is the, the January 23rd show. No, first, second, 22nd show. And we talked a little bit about Trump's 100 birthdays, and we will revisit that as we march towards 100 days of Trump. Issa, why don't you pick it up? It's your stage, man. What else do we have to say? What would you like to say to people right now?
Well, I mean, what I would like to say is that there is no difference between the Republican and the Democratic Party. They're the left and right wing of the same dirty bird. They are ruled by masters. The only positive thing that I can foresee with Trump is the fact that he is a self-serving man-child. He is only interested in serving his own interests. So he could play spoiler in that endeavor, if this is truly what he's doing, is just serving and helping to do better the only thing that he has done well, which is branding his name. He could actually do a few things that would benefit us as a people. Do I actually believe that he cares about the class? Absolutely not. Do I actually believe that he cares about the safety and security of America from terror, drone or terror prone areas? Absolutely not, because if that was the case, then he would be talking about Saudi, but he has too much invested in Saudi for him to even dare to do anything like that. But it would be interesting to see if he spends his term and possible terms just serving his own interest, and by him serving his own interest, that will in fact probably benefit us. But if he is, as was suggested earlier in the show, just an agitator, you know, a controlled agitator, if you would, we're going to get more of the same, guys. Taxation is going to continue to increase. The police state is going to continue to increase. Militarization of the world is going to increase. The impoverishedness of the middle class is going to increase, to continue. More wars are going to continue. As General Wesley Clark said, that back in Bush's administration, they had a seven-tour, rock tour for the United States, if you would. Of war, and we are actively in six of those seven countries, Iran being the seventh and final one. So it would be interesting to see, at the very least. My advice to everybody is to invest in gold and silver, not futures, but the actual bars themselves, because that will be the only currency that will help you to be able to survive in this country or to escape this country if need be.
We'll have to bring you back in about 50 days. It sounds about the right time at this point. And revisit this whole thing and see where the heck we are, Issa. Hey, why don't you close us out, Alan?
Yeah, I'll just say that when Jimmy Joe Fred Bob from down the street, he uses common sense to live his life. When he has the possibility of becoming our president, the average American person does not inherit $100 million, you know. So when the average American person becomes the head of this country and uses common sense to try to solve what's going on, I really don't have any hope. If that person gets in, then I'll start to have a little bit of hope in this country, in this government, and in the way that we're headed.
I can see that, an average person getting, you know, in there, but yeah, we're not there, and I don't know when we're going to get there. A couple seconds there, Doc. You got to squeak in here.
Well, I was going to run for president, Alan, but I decided them damn parades last too many hours.
I know you'd have a few votes here,
and they're too expensive. They cost the taxpayer too much money.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Why do we need all that crap? You know, we need three parties, a big parade, and who's going to be our singer? Got to have some fans.
Never too far from the royal family.
Nope. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, Barman and Bailey just went out of business too.
Well, they could have hired them. One last show for the masses.
Oh, they can't compete with the government,
Balance
right?
Balance Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplements.
This is RBN.